Hey, this is Agent of Social Media Chaos. We're doing the top 10 Valentine's Day horror movies. I'm joined with Horror Stream Live. Normally, I co-host on his show. He's on mine today.
Hello, Agent. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you.
So, if you don't know what the Horror Stream Live is, it's a podcast where we cover any and everything horror. So, it movies, games, books, comics, everything. As long as it's horror, it has a place on the Horror Stream Live. And there is a big chunk, a segment of it that is dedicated to small indie horror creators, promoting the works of the small indie horror content creators, but in all mediums. Yeah, so that's kind of what I do. And the Horror Stream Live is on hiatus right now. It's on pause, but we will resume soon. So stay tuned. Anyway, so when I think of Valentine's Day horror, I think of one movie.
Yeah.
And you know what that is, right?
Yep, My Bloody Valentine.
Yeah. And I've seen a couple of others, but I wasn't a big fan of them. But the and yeah, the My Bloody Valentine is the number one. And it happens to be a Canadian film, just like me. I'm Canadian too, if you didn't already know. To your audience, I knew Agent knew, but anyway, so I think it's possible. I don't know. I haven't looked at Agent's list here yet, but it's possible that the Canadian film will come out on top. But anyway, so yeah, I guess let's get started.
Okay, Valentine's Day is a holiday about love and romance, and like every other holiday, it has horror movies themed after it. These are my top 10.
Okay, number 10.
The Sinful Nuns of Saint Valentine. Lucita has been locked away in a convent by her family in order to keep her away from her lover Esteban. The pair make plans to elope, but Esteban is accused of heresy before Lucida can escape. Hiding in the convent, Esteban discovers the horrifying depravity of the convent's abbess, Sister Incarnation. Can Esteban rescue his love from this madhouse before the Inquisitor discovers what is going on and has everybody executed?
Oh my goodness, that sounds pretty brutal.
Yeah, it's Italian, by the way.
Okay, so let's check
And
out the
it's from
trailer.
the 70s, so it's basically a proto slasher from Italy.
Oh, cool. Let's check it out. The trailer, anyway.
Siete tutte responsabili di quanto è stato scoperto. Non uscirete mai più vive da questa tomba! Porteremo a Siviglia, nella Piazza Grande, e lì sarai bruciata viva, dinanzi a tutta la città.
Ricordati che non ho tempo da perdere, quindi parla senza pensarci sopra. Altrimenti ti torturerò secondo le regole, e tu le conosci benissimo.
La morte è poca cosa. I vostri peccati non possono essere puniti con la morte, ci vuole altro!
Thank you.
Well, very sexy, that one. But I guess we're talking Valentine's Day, so we got to be prepared for some sexy time, I'm sure.
Plus, it's Italian. Italian horror is known for lots of nudity and lots of violence.
Yeah,
Yeah, and
agreed.
that trailer had plenty of both.
Sure does. The one thing I wish, even with a trailer, I'd like subtitles. I don't mind not, like I can handle a trailer. I wouldn't be able to watch a movie, a full movie that way. But for a trailer, usually the images are enough and it's just kind of here and there. But I really do like subtitles. And interestingly enough, it wasn't until I started doing the podcast that I even watched foreign films on on the regular. I saw a couple here and there, like one every 5 years or so, back in the day, but now I'm right into the foreign, especially Italian horror, because Italians are so good for horror. But anyway, so they're some naughty nuns. Okay, so what do we got for number nine?
Hospital Massacre. When Susan was a little girl, she rejected the Valentine of a love-struck classmate. Decades later, she's come to the hospital for a routine medical examination and finds herself trapped in a bizarre nightmare made all the worse as her vengeful childhood Valentine, disguised among the hospital staff, begins murdering everyone in his path as a means of proving his undying romantic obsession.
Okay, so let's check out the trailer.
To have the upper hand. Ah, boy, now, good morning.
Did we just watch the whole movie?
Nope. That was a 1982 trailer.
But it seems like
a music video. Yeah.
Well, a music video, but also the entire movie.
It wasn't.
Oh, so there are still secrets that the trailer didn't reveal?
Yep.
Okay. yeah, that seemed a lot more like a music video, but set to a movie clips or like a summary of the movie. It's what it seemed like to me, but anyway, so X-ray or Hospital Massacre from 1982 looks kind of cool.
Yep.
Now, is that a movie that happens just coincidentally around Valentine's, or is it a Valentine's Day movie?
It's a Valentine's Day movie because the whole plot is literally he's obsessed with her as she rejected his Valentine years before. So Valentine's Day is essential to the plot of that one.
Okay. So what do you got for number 8?
Lisa Frankenstein. In 1989, a misunderstood teenager has a high school crush who just happens to be a handsome corpse. After a set of playfully horrific circumstances bring him back to life, the two embark on a murderous journey to find love, happiness, and a few missing body parts along the way.
Okay, let's check out the trailer.
Are you hot burning?
Lisa!
Does he have more of a basketball bod or a football bod?
He doesn't play sports. I tend to his grave. I talk to him.
I wish I was with you.
That's really weird, Lisa.
You hear that?
I'm sure it's the girl next door. She's very odd. Your hand? I can't believe you're here. Do you like music? I have the cure. Oh, not that kind of cure. They can't make you better. I mean, they can, but, like, emotionally. No, don't cry. Your tears smell so bad. Send it back.
You need a friend.
No? It's not really my style.
When you're in doubt,
Lisa looks good.
She could probably even do pageants if she had congeniality. Your daughter is a little psycho. I owe my glorious home to an ungrateful little.
I want to help you, but Taffy says it's a waste of time to try and fix a boy. It's better just accept a guy's flaws.
Oh, that's so cute.
I have an idea. There are bad people out there.
Come on, Lisa.
It'll feel good.
That hand is going to do terrible things.
You are being admitted. Inpatient. Lockdown.
I could get the clink for life or the electric chair, but I don't want to die a virgin. You know anything about the disappearance of a student?
I'm not making any more comments. You can talk to my lawyer.
Really hope this goth phase ends soon.
You need a friend.
Wow, these trailers are really long. So that looked like a lot more modern.
It was. I actually saw that in theaters.
Okay. And
so I think
eight.
It was a year or two ago when that came out. 2023 or 2024, I forget.
Right. Okay, what do you got for number 7?
Lover's Lane. A man with a hook for a hand escapes from a mental institution on Valentine's Day to go after the children of his previous victims.
Okay. Let's check out the trailer.
Do you want to talk about it? This anger? This rage? Let's talk about that night. went up there just like always to watch them doing what you dreamed of doing. You killed those two young people. You took that steel hook and you butchered them.
13 years ago, a brutal killer struck.
Bye bye, mommy.
Hey, sexy. So we are tonight. Ears up, rose off.
Today is Valentine's Day, and I know you all have love on your minds.
Be careful.
Hi, babe.
The hell do you want?
Brad and I are going up to Lover's Lane. Make sure that Michael finds us there.
Now, it looks like history.
Oh, good God.
Is about to repeat itself.
This trailer has movie boy singers.
The hook's out. He went over a wall then.
Just the voice, though. Not him.
How's it going?
This time it'll be our kids.
Do you think this guy's on a vendetta?
That's just plain crazy.
It's on!
Where are they?
Try Lover's Lane if you can find it.
Did you hear something?
Oh, come on. Don't tell me that you're scared.
Lover's Lane.
Looks kind of like a modern slasher flick.
It was from 1999.
Well, that's modern to me. yeah, anything 90s and above is modern to me. I haven't heard of this one, which is kind of interesting. I heard of the previous one, Lisa, but I've never heard of this one. And by the way, how do you go about searching for all these movies? Because you have to watch a ton of them be able to even make a list like this.
I use a list of holiday-themed horror movies off of Wikipedia and IMDb and just watch whatever looks interesting.
Okay. There you go. So Wikipedia, he does some research to find all the movies, and then he watches the ones that look interesting, and then he comes up with these lists, which is, I don't know, that seems like a lot more than most people do. So congrats on that. Okay, what do you got for number 6?
Cupid from 2020. After being embarrassed by the mean girls at school, Faye, a practicing witch, summons the evil Cupid to take revenge on all those who wronged her. On Valentine's Day, Cupid does in fact rise and will stop at nothing until the walls are covered in blood. The students must figure out a way to stop Cupid and undo the spell before their hearts get broken, literally.
Okay, let's check out the trailer.
Y'all excited? Nice little setup you've got here for tomorrow night. I've been hearing that you and your little friends have been continuously bullying Faye. But leave her alone, okay?
Didn't think you could get any lower.
Bye!
For the powers that be, take love from others. As it has been taken from me.
Something's not right.
Yes. Cupid.
What did you like the most about this one?
The psycho evil Cupid creature.
Right. What was good about him?
His design.
Right. So I think I'm seeing a little bit of wings, but he had full wings there?
Yep.
Okay. What do you got for number five?
Valentine Day Z. Middle-aged Max and Sarah meet and fall for each other in Palm Springs, but their love story is cut short due to a sudden zombie outbreak on Valentine's Day. Max is not as mild-mannered as he appears and has a history involving government-sanctioned hits. But one zombie he isn't able to kill is his darling Sarah.
Okay, let's check out the trailer.
So are you just gonna stare at me all night, or are you gonna step up to the plate like a real man?
Batter up.
Will I see you again?
Wild horses couldn't drag me away.
Max! Max! Oh, hell's breaking loose. It's the infection, Max.
Sarah!
Quarantine of the entire city just went into immediate effect.
It must be hard to see him like that.
We didn't have enough time together.
He may look like a guy that works in an office building, but Max used to do wet work for the government. He was really good at it.
Hammer time.
I thought about putting her out of her misery, but...
But what?
I can't do it.
You like my jokes. You laughed at them the other night at the bar.
I was drinking hard liquor, Del.
Looks kind of fun. Looks like a low-budget, modern film. Am I right?
Yep.
Yeah. Looks kind of fun, actually. I don't know about good, but it's hard to tell. Like, the word good, when you think about horror, it's so hard to quantify.
For me, good is anything entertaining.
Right. And for each person, that's different. But there is, well, the critics are supposed to talk about good being the quality of every ingredient of the film and as a whole. So like the actual honest to goodness quality, that's what critics are supposed to be. But for me, it's just, did I like it or did I not like it? And so on. The next movie I see is also named Cupid.
Yep, from 1997. A brother and sister have a murderous relationship. He murders the women who reject him, and she murders the women who get too close to him.
Oh, geez, that's quite a toxic relationship.
Yep.
I'll say.
And it's there's almost... no trailer. There is the poster, though.
I'm thinking Natural Born Killers, sort of. Have you seen that movie?
Nope.
Natural Born Killers, it's kind of horror. It's horrific. It's just a guy and a girl, kind of wild guy and a girl, and they go on a killing spree. And it's a take on the media. It's a lot of commentary about the media and how it covers things. And yeah, that's basically the movie. It's good. Woody Harrelson is the star in that movie. It's kind of old, but it's a very good one.
Okay.
I wonder if that one could... not a Valentine's Day, but it could be considered a love story because he and his girlfriend who go on the killing spree are... You know, their relationship is central to everything. But,
so okay. I'll watch it and probably see if it'll fit in the next, because next year I won't be doing a top 10 Valentine, another top 10 Valentine. Instead, next year there's going to be the top 10 romantic horror. Because believe it or not, there are not that many horror movies that actually take place on Valentine's Day. There's enough for one top 10 and a few that I did not include on this list.
Hmm.
But That's
Well,
it. There's like 15 total for Valentine's Day that
Oh,
I'm.
wow. So, and 10 of them are here.
Yeah. So there's
Okay.
not enough for a second top 10. So next year there's going to be top 10 romantic horror. So I'll look into that movie and see if it goes on that list.
Yeah, I don't know if it would fit your criteria for romantic horror, but I don't even think it carries the title of horror, but there's a lot of killing and it's very vicious. It's very Quentin Tarantino in its killing and stuff.
Okay, was he in charge of it?
I don't think so.
Okay, because interesting fact about Tarantino, everything he's done shares the same universe.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
heard.
he literally does little cameos and references to his other movies in each movie.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you got for number three?
Valentine. Four girls send a boy to prison with false accusations at the sixth grade Valentine's Day dance. Years later, he comes back for revenge after they are all adults.
I think I've seen this one. Let's check out the trailer.
He loves me.
Spend this Valentine's Day.
He loves me not.
With someone you love.
He loves me.
Someone you trust.
He loves me not.
And someone you know.
He loves me.
Won't try to kill you.
Will you dance with me? Dance with me? Dance with me? Dance with me?
Remember the kid everybody ignored on Valentine's Day?
Loser.
Well, he remembers you.
God, we were so horrible to that kid.
What do you think happened to him?
Yeah, I remember liking this. I didn't love it or anything, but I liked it. And the next on the list, I see the title here. It's my favorite. What do you got for number two?
My Bloody Valentine from 1981. 20 years after a Valentine's Day tragedy claimed the lives of five minors, Harry Warden returns for a vengeful massacre among teen sweethearts gearing up for another party.
This is another one of those movies that, if you think about a holiday, this is the automatic pick. This is the automatic choice. And a lot of people might even think it's the only one. But yeah, let's check out the trailer. I love this movie.
In this town on Valentine's Day, everybody loses their heart.
It looks like Harry Warden's back in town.
In the town of Valentine Bluffs, there are many ways to die. Take your pick, My Bloody Valentine.
There's something better about that trailer. There's something about a trailer that just gets you interested, tells you a little bit about it, and just doesn't show you the whole friggin' movie. Spoil the movie in one trailer. I prefer short trailers and trailers that don't show you everything. But yeah, this is my favorite. What do you got for number one?
Number one, the Big F. A sexually frustrated Bigfoot terrorizes a quiet suburban street on a cold Valentine's Day evening.
So most people would pick My Bloody Valentine. Why is this one your favorite?
Because it was hilarious.
Okay. So it looks hilarious. It looks like a complete wonky thing, right? And
Yep.
you're saying that that's what it is.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, the big F. So it's a horny Bigfoot,
Yep.
and he's just going around terrorizing women.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's hilarious. Anyway, so I guess that concludes our top 10 horror movies for Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Yep, happy Valentine's Day. This is John D. Hyena, agent of social media chaos, chaos goblin, chaos reviews, and high priest of the Church of Waifus, signing off. Yeah, ha 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 ha.